Heavenly Father, we thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I want to start here this morning rejoicing in the Lord. The Lord has made this day for us, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. Blessed be the name, O Father. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, upon the rising of the sun, to the good and of the same, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ be greatly glorified. Lord, let your word increase and multiply in all the ends of the earth, Father, in the name of Jesus. For even the world itself was framed when I stand by your very word, Lord. Lord, O Lord God, that we be done on this earth, Lord, and your kingdom come, Father. We thank you for the time to read your word right now, and we know you're going to leave us a blessing. Father, thank you. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You are all welcome in Jesus' name again. So this morning, quickly, asking and receiving. See? Asking from the Lord and then receiving. And the Lord gave us many, many infallible promises about asking like a command, you know, and receiving. And then we do well this morning to either be put in remembrance of these things and then arm ourselves with them so we can live the life of the overcomer. Praise the Lord. In 1 John 3:22, I notice the word whatsoever. In almost every scripture, I'm going to read that this morning. The Lord saying whatsoever. In 1 John 3:22, and whatsoever. Meaning, he gave you an open check, you know, spiritually speaking, and it can go to material things too. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him. What a comfort, amen. Whatsoever. Arm yourself with this truth, amen. Don't let the adversary deceive you or trick you out of anything that God has said belongs to you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. So as I read these scriptures, right from the mouth of the master, I tell you what is perfect will for you. Nothing should stop your prayer. Being filled with the Holy Ghost, you only will ask anything contrary to his will. So we know that. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him. Know that. In John 14:13, here it goes again, the Lord. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Verse 14 says, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. So what a verse, what should we to put in our mind every day before you go to your prayer, remember the scriptures, meditate on them, and you cannot but have faith. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing the word of God.
Amen.
See? So before your prayer, you remember all these things. And they have them. Meditate upon them, you know. And you can see, can get almost all your prayers answered. So in John chapter 15, verse 7. Talking about asking and receiving. From the matter, himself. John 15:7. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will. It's like whatsoever, isn't it? Ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. He gave you liberty to ask whatever you will. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? Why don't you get it all the time? Because we don't meditate enough. We think so much on other distractions, you know, and that's why we miss it. That's okay. You can catch up, amen. You know, that's already attained, but we follow after, amen. When you hear the word of God and you are reminded, then you follow after, you make up the slack, amen. The Lord helping us, praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
See, so and so you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done. Not that it may be done, it shall be done, amen.
Amen.
Unto you, praise the Lord.
And
the 16th verse of the same chapter says, ye have not chosen me, the Lord said, but I have chosen you and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. Then here he comes again with a wonderful promise, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. See, asking and receiving from the Lord's own mouth. See, by these things, I should get all your prayers answered. Whatever you are praying for in the will of God should be answered. Whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you, you know, as you abide in him, and his word is abiding in you. After all, in Acts 17, in him we live anyway, and here we move. In him we have our being, amen. As a Christian, that's your living place, amen. He is in you and you are in him. I in you and you in me, amen. That was his session, another place in John 15. Praise the Lord. Ministry of mysteries, you know. See, now you are here, and yet as a believer, you are already seated with Christ in the heavenly places, amen. Far above all principalities and power. What about witches? They are nothing. Satan is better than nothing.
Yes.
Before the believer who knows it's right, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
When a person doesn't know it's right, you can be cheated anyhow. The same thing is true, spiritually speaking, too. The same thing, you know? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's why I have to read the scripture. To know the things which are the freely given unto you of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. We have to live our life in this scripture. The Bible says, abide in me, and my word abide in you. That's the great secret, isn't it? Then you can what? Whatever you wish shall be done. Now, in John 16, chapter 23, and in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, you come away with him. Whatsoever, isn't that so wonderful? Whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Not he may give you, he will give it you. But ask your Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatsoever it might be, you know the Bible says all over the place, 24th verse. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name, as when he was with the disciples. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Do you know many times we as Christians, we worry over many things, we forgot to even go and ask the Lord, you know, and you suffer pain, you know, you see? James says, you have not because you ask not. Praise the Lord. Sometimes we forgot to ask. We are so burdened by these worldly things and so on. As if, you know, Bible says, you know what, you are so afraid of the destroyer, as if he's ready to destroy, and we forgot the name of the Lord. I'm telling you, man, you just forget to pray, you know. And that time you come to yourself, you could have escaped many, many anxiety. Bible says, you have not because you ask not. So remember to always ask the Lord. See, 24 hours, you know, is open to us to hear our prayer. Luke 11:9. And I say unto you, ask. You see, you know, sometimes you will not ask, right? You need to command you, ask. You know, they're calling you to ask. You know, and it shall be given you. Not that it may be given you, it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. See, the Lord asking and receiving, you see. You know, verse 10 says, for everyone that asketh receiveth. So nobody is cancelled out, right? Even the sinner, when he repented and called up, he is saved, right? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You put whosoever there. Praise the Lord. Anyway, God's children, for everyone that asketh receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. Whatever what you need, right? Ask, seek. And to him that knocketh, he shall be opened. You never see maybe him or maybe not. No, it shall be done. The Lord says, praise the Lord. Amen. In 1 John 5:14. See? And this is the confidence that we have in him. That if we ask anything, see that? Anything according to his will, he heareth us. Not that he may hear us. No, he heareth us. Then he followed by the next verse. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever, it doesn't matter what it is that you need. There is nothing you need in this world that God doesn't have answer for it. Amen?
Amen.
See, no matter what it is, for your spirit, for your soul, for your body. See, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. So all these promises are given to us as a child of God, that you may war a good warfare. Amen. When a warfare arrives, but we are not at the mercy of the enemy. Praise the Lord. Not that it's Matthew at all, you know. Now, so we see that one right there. So in Matthew 18:19, you know, talking about giving and receiving, Matthew 18:19. And again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything, I love that word, anything. Sometimes God designed that way, you know. If you think you have been paid by something, you're not making headway. Find somebody who you can trust in the Lord, amen. Praise the Lord. It's in the Old Testament too. One we chase 1,000, and two we put 10,000 into flight. Praise the Lord. Astronomical, increase in power. you know, in your prayer life, I'm talking about, you know. So find someone who can agree with you, who can have confidence in the Lord, amen?
Amen.
And who can agree with you, Bible says, shall be done. Anything that confronts you, you know, anything that they shall ask, you see, it shall be done for them of my Father, which is in heaven. So there's no escape for the devil, all these things, as you know. So he has made it to so many, many ways, you know, we can beat him down by the word of God. So it is you are not making any way in the prayer thing in your life, and go find somebody who can have confidence in, or who is a child of God, who can agree with you, and anything you can agree upon shall be done. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now here is another wonderful one here. In Matthew 21, verse 22. And all things, you see, and all things, no matter what it is, whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. See? I mean, let me say, that promise of the Lord sounds too good to be true, right? But it is true. Praise the Lord. God's word is true. Praise the Lord Jesus. So now, all things, whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive them. Not that you may receive them, you shall receive. Asking and receiving, the Lord's way, the Lord's commandment, right? And you never fail. Heaven and earth shall pass away, he said. My word shall not pass away. Well, so now, I know right there, let's give some examples in the Bible. There are many of them of asking and receiving. So anyway, let me read James 1:5 first. If any of you, Christian, is talking about right now, you know, because these are epistles, right? Listen to Christians, right? If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. And what is it? It shall be given him. Why is he talking about wisdom? Because we have known from the Old Testament, wisdom is the principal thing. Amen? In all your seeking, seek wisdom. Amen? Praise the Lord. Then here in the New Testament, now single that particular thing out. That if you lack it in any area of your life, ask the Lord and it shall be given unto you. But all you have to do is to let him ask in faith. You know? Nothing wavering at all. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. You know? So all you have to do is just like any other thing without faith. It is impossible to please him, right? So you just come to him by faith. He that cometh unto God must believe that he is. Amen? You must believe that he is. Amen? That he is the Almighty. He is the Most High God. And that nothing is too hard for him. What is impossible with man is possible with God. When you come like that, to you too, nothing shall be impossible. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. So you see, this particular thing about wisdom. Even the man that wrote the proverb, that God used to write the proverb of Proverbs, has experienced himself before. When he says the principal thing, right? Solomon, talking about wisdom now, I want to give an example. Found himself king over the greatest empire on earth at that time, you know, meaning Israel. But he realized that he was only a child in understanding. So when God appeared to him in a dream, God asked him of all things, what will I give you, Solomon? And, you know, so Solomon asked God to give him the necessary wisdom to discharge his great responsibility to this greatest empire on earth at that time. And God made him to be the wisest man of his generation. Let me read that particular scripture to you this morning. Because wisdom is very, very important. In an age we are living in, we need it in our daily life, you know, and so on, to make choices in a deceptive world, you know. So let's see in 1 Kings 3, verse 5. And in Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And God said, ask what I shall give thee. You see? Asking and receiving, right? Even back in the Old Testament, ask, the Lord said, like he told us in the New Testament, right? You know, say, ask, what I shall give thee. Verse 9. Then the Solomon answered and said, give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people. What is even selfish at all? To judge thy people. That's another thing. We don't act so selfishly, right? Judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge these that so great a people? And his speech pleased the Lord. That Solomon and ask this thing. They don't love wisdom. When the Lord created the universe and the heart, see, wisdom was with him. He said, I was with him. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord cherishes wisdom. And wisdom is justified of our children. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So it's a very, very good and important element in our daily life, you know. So the Bible says so. And verse 11 says, and God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thy enemies, like many Christians pray today. Can you imagine such a thing? You know. But hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. It pleases God so much. You know, wisdom. Behold, I have done according to thy word, asking and receiving, right? He got it, you know, because he asked, you know, you too, anything you want, the Lord can ask. Now, to thy words, lo, I have given thee a wise and understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. And have also given thee that which thou hast not even asked, you know, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So put it in your heart, I mean wisdom. I mean, don't forget that, you know. Let me guide you. And the Bible says we give it to you. I want to undertake another taking. Ask the Lord for wisdom, amen. Don't just beat around the bush. Praise the Lord. The Bible says we give it to you also, you know. And the Bible says to the child of God, riches and wealth shall be in his house when you have asked for God's wisdom, like this for Solomon. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Even one more example, of course, the whole Bible is full of asking and receiving, right? I just picked this word about wisdom. Even David, his father, in Psalm 21, here is what he says, part of Psalm 21 right here, you know, and then I'm going to end with that, you know, we have got many examples in there. Verse 1, to the chief musician, a psalm of David, the king shall joy in that strength. See, many speak in that psalm. So the joy of the Lord is our strength, right? Praise the Lord. The king shall joy in that strength. Not in himself. He was a man of war, right? You know, and he knew where that came from. The strength came from the Lord, amen? At one time, Saul was doing well. He was modest in his own eyes, right? Then came the time he became so proud. He was starting to do that which he was not called to do, you know? The Bible says, no, God was small. He became so big in his own eyes. And see how he fell. Anyway, the king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord. And in thy salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice. You have salvation, amen? See, we are talking about joy in this morning, amen? This is the greatest thing in the whole wide world, amen? Praise the Lord. The salvation of the Lord. That you have been saved is the greatest thing that can ever happen to you. The greatest of all miracles, amen? Praise the Lord. So, well, we thank God for healing and everything like that. Bible says that, you know, even if you have one eye and you are saved, you can get to heaven, amen?
Yes.
If you are maimed, you can still get to heaven, amen? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Salvation is the greatest gift of all. Now, thou hast given him his heart's desire. You see that one? Asking and receiving, right? Thou hast given him his heart's desire. And hath not withheld the request of his lips. Say that in one scripture. He will not withhold anything good from them that walk uprightly. Amen? Don't be cheated out of anything that you may need in this world. Amen? He will not withhold anything good from them that walk uprightly. I don't have that scripture here, but it's right there. It's in the scripture. Now, for thou preventest him with the blessings of goodness. See? Thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. All the grace that I did for David. He asked. That's asking and receiving, right? He asked life of thee, and thou gavest it him. All over the Bible, asking and receiving, right? Old and New Testament, you know. He asked life of thee, and thou gavest him. Even length of days forever and ever. If you are worrying about that, the Almighty, the millennium, which is upon the throne of David, amen. Praise the Lord. Forever and ever, he said, you know. His glory is great in that salvation. We have he brought in the Lord from his youth. He knew how to do that, right? You know, and you know his story. I don't know why they put him to be in charge of his shepherd. We are his elder brothers. He was even prophesying of the good shepherd, right? Amen. Praise God. Why is the least of them put to take care of the sheep, you know? And he had great experiences. He saw the heavens in Psalm 19 in India. You know, while he was watching the sheep at night. Amen. He saw Orion. He saw all the Pleiades. He saw all those beautiful things in the heavens. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to write about them. Praise the Lord Jesus. You know, so, and of course, the lion came. You know, he was so full of God and power of God. He just tore them with his hand. You know, the bear came. Just tore them. So when the brother came now, who are you? This circumcised Philistine. He despised the armies of the living God. I will bring your head down today, he said that. And give it to the birds of the air. He prophesied what he's going to do. Dare to speak God's word only. Amen.
Amen.
God will honor it. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So you see now, so he had all those experiences, I told you that, you know, and you know, it's an example to us, you know. So anyway, for thou you know, that blessing, you know, for thou hast made him most blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceedingly glad with a countenance. You see? For the king trusted in the Lord. And through the mercy of the Most High, he shall not be moved. Amen? So are you and me today in Christ. Praise the Lord. Verse 13 says, be thou exalted, Lord, in thy own strength. So will we sing and praise thy power. Praise the Lord Jesus. So he knew how to praise God, and that's why he taught us many things about praise. You know, so, and what a lesson. Say the king asked of thee life, you see. And you and I, he came. That you, I have a half life, amen?
Yeah.
I have it more abundantly. John 10:10, praise the Lord Jesus. Not just any kind of life, he came. But it was manifested for us in the last days, amen?
Amen.
Though he was there before the world was ever begun, the Lamb was there before the foundation of the world, and was manifested for us in the last day. And the time the Lord set upon this earth and took on flesh, he began to enter into the end of the world, amen? Now, how much now, 2,000 years later, even it as the door to come back again for the bride. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
So let us keep our eye on the Lord. So we see that right there, you know. So so those are just two examples in the Bible of so many asking and receiving. So now God has answered prayer for every conceivable need of his people and under every imaginable circumstances, all over the Bible. Through doing it today too, you know. Whether it was deliverance from sickness, he did it, and he's doing it right now. Whether a miracle of supply, it's very there. It's a Jehovah Jireh. Never changes. Amen. Praise the Lord. Whether preservation from danger, yes. Bible says, I will preserve you from all evil. I will preserve your going out and your coming in. Just last year, no, from this time forth, and even forevermore. Amen. Praise the Lord. Remember what it is. It's there for you. From danger, or divine guidance, you know, so it's there for you. We just saw Solomon right there, divine guidance. Or for needed wisdom in ruling a kingdom, like Solomon just said right now, it's there for you. No matter what the need was, God supply it in answer to believing prayer. There is an invisible power with you and I, whether you can see him or not, amen? As one of his attributes is invisibility, right? The day is coming when we see him as he is, amen? Blessed are they who have not seen yet believers, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That is an attribute of God, you know, invisible right now, but coming a day we shall see him as he is, amen?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, so let us keep that in our mind. So anyway, so there's an invisible power around you and me, able to work out every problem, no matter what they are. Don't need to go through anything. He will work it out for you. And this power of the Lord will anticipate every need. See? Our Heavenly Father, we know the thing that you have need of before you ever ask him, amen? He knows of them all. He made prayer not to be a chore, but a delight, amen?
Amen.
When you know that he, the Father, asked you, already knew that you need this thing, amen?
Amen.
Prayer no longer a chore, it's a delight.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, you know, answer every need you're going to have and supply whatever may be required. Did not say in the Bible, my God shall supply some of your need? No. All your need, according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise
amen.
The Lord. And this has to live in you. You see, you know, you can have $1 million. If you don't know that you have it, you can't spend them, right? The same thing that the promises of God.
He gave you a part to play, man. It is the glory of God to even hide a thing. It is the honor of kings to search out a matter, amen. Share the scriptures, the Bible says, amen. Praise God. Live in them. I mean, meditate upon them. In it do I meditate day and night. Then shall thou make your way prosperous. Then shall thou have a good success, amen, as a child of God. Praise the Lord Jesus. They shall lack no good thing. You know that does this thing that the Lord said. You know, he will guide you continually with his eyes. He said in Psalm 32, verse 8. I don't have it here. See, he will guide you with your eyes. He will instruct thee in the way that I will go. As we are entering the new year, amen. Yes. Keep this in your heart. He will instruct you in the way that you should go. He will guide you with his eye. Psalm 32, verse 8. I don't have it here, but it's in there. Praise the Lord. So now, prayer. Now, I want to end up with this right now. So, all this I have said this morning may sound too good, like I said before, to be true. But God, as God is true, so are his promises. Now, prayer has an ally. Prayer, because right now we are in this waiting upon the law and fasting we began yesterday, and we are trusting God to carry us through to the end of the year, Thursday night, and things like that, you know. And I know this thing you do before, but this morning, by the grace of God, we want to bring some highlight that we will be taking full advantage of that which God has commanded us. So, prayer has an ally, and that ally is called fasting, you know. So, prayer has an ally. And this ally is called fasting. Together, prayer and fasting constitute the master key to the impossible. Amen? Praise the Lord. Have you seen the Bible? So together, you have an ally, it's called fasting. Together, they constitute the master key to the impossible. So, and the Lord taught us, prayer and fasting was the master key the Lord Jesus Christ used to make the impossible possible. This master key can be used by you and me to meet the desperate needs of humanity and make the impossible become possible. We are concerned only of our need. The desperate need of this hour for the human race. Praise the Lord. See? So prayer and fasting together is the master key to the impossible, making the impossible possible. Now the Lord warned us, one time we preached a sermon here about as in the days of Noah, you know. See? Now the Lord warned us not to be like those who live in the days of Noah. He told us that through fasting and prayer, we will be able to overcome the powers of evil and cast out demons and move mountains. That is written in Matthew 17, about the 19th verse. We know that an epileptic spirit, the Lord was going to the Mount of Transfiguration with three of his disciples, and the remaining seven, I believe it is, and the remaining nine of them, I believe, one man or woman brought to them a boy with epileptic spirit, and they could not cast him out. So, and then of course, when the Lord came down, for the matter, they came to him, "Oh, Master, we bring this boy to your disciple, and couldn't cast that devil out," and so on. The Lord rebuked them, said, "Oh, perverse and crooked generation, how long shall I be with you?" He rebuked them in their own way. Then he cast out that demon of epilepsy and things like that. You know, the disciples, not the other one, who are nine of them. They were so ashamed, and they came to the Lord privately. The Bible says, let us go to talking about the key to the master key to the impossible. Right? The Lord taught us in Matthew 17, verse 19. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart, so and said, "Why could not we cast him out?" And Jesus said unto them, "Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, see, remove hence to yonder place, and he shall remove," and look at this, "and nothing shall be impossible unto you." The master key to the impossible. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus taught us this thing. Amen. Praise the Lord. Other people fast there. I'm talking about Jesus type of fast to the living God. Amen. Mohammedan fast to the false God, right? Even Buddhist fast to the false God. That is the Holy Ghost fast ordained by the Lord Jesus himself. Amen. That's the type. Even the Pharisees fast, right? I'm talking about the type that Jesus taught us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Fasting unto the living God. Now, how be it? This kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. Which means in your prayer life, it can be so. Sometimes you'll be praying about something. Maybe you need to put the ally, the prayer ally called fasting to it, you know, and knowing what you are doing in the Lord. I say, nothing shall be impossible unto you. Praise the Lord Jesus. Even the highest hierarchical level of demons will be subjected in the name of Jesus. Amen. As the Lord himself taught us. So this thing we can use. So in this way, the Lord shows that prayer and fasting was the master key to change the impossible to the possible. See? When the master is teaching, the Almighty God teaching us, then that is the perfect way to do things, right? Now, even the Lord specifically laid the fast on us, you know, that is in Matthew, the 9th chapter, and the 14th verse. I know this thing, yes, but we can still teach them and talk about them. Now, Matthew, the 9th chapter, verse in the 14th verse. So why we do all these things, you know? Because the Lord said to do them, you know? The very least the Lord said to do them. Praise the Lord. If you love me, keep my commandments, amen? Praise the Lord. Anyway, in Matthew 9:14, then came to him the disciples of John, saying, why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but the disciples fast not? And Jesus said unto them, can the children of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come where the bridegroom shall be taken from them, and then shall they fast. See, we have been in this day for 2,000 years now, and the elect of God will not let go. They keep on, amen, enduring to the end. Praise the Lord. Until we see him face to face, blessed be the name of the Lord. He that keepeth my walk to the end, amen, not just beginning, he that endureth to the end, the same that is saved. I'm not saying fasting is saving you. No. You are fasting because you are saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You are, no, by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourself, right? It is the gift of God, lest any man should boast. Blessed be the name of the Lord. These are just the works, you know. Show me that faith without the works. I will show you my faith with my work. You know, it's not in the book of the Bible and all that. So we see right there. So we see what the Lord said there. But the Lord further gave us instructions to distinguish our fasting to him from those of the Pharisees. You know, so because the Pharisees fasted also, Lord, and the Lord condemned their fasting, right? Let's see in verse 16 of Matthew 6. Moreover, when you fast, so he put the fast on you and me, right? Moreover, another Bible that tells us that he put the fast on you and I as disciples. Moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sound countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, the elect of God, when thou fastest, see, put the fast on you and I, when thou fastest, anoint thy head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in heaven, or in secret rather. And thy Father which set in secret shall reward thee openly. Praise the Lord. Even that's what I'm just saying. Today is asking and receiving, right? Talking about an ally to prayer. It's called fasting. And there are so many things in the Bible. Apostle Paul, half of the New Testament say, in fastings often, amen. If I wonder, are they doing too much? Are they going overboard? No. It's all strictly scripture. Praise God. Apostle Paul said, in fastings often. Praise the Lord. Amen. See? Now, now let's end up this way, this morning. And fasting, we win the battle and put the enemy to flight. Even though failures in the past have been many, God knows that, he knows that, and we can pick two or three things that have been maybe failed in many things in the past. Fasting and prayer, I mean, we turn the tide. Let's get two examples and I close from there. Israel was at war against our brother Benjamin because Benjamin would not permit an evildoer who is a murderer to be punished. The first day of the battle, Israel fighting against Benjamin, right? The tribe. The first day of the battle, Israel was humbled to the dust by the tragic loss of 22,000 soldiers to the Benjamites, you know. Then they saw the Lord the second day, and the Lord gave permission to go ahead again the second day, against the Benjamin the second day. What happened? They were again humiliated by the loss of further 18,000 men. Then what happened again? I'm talking about there can be many failures before. And even when you seek the Lord, maybe you didn't get through and so on. When you add fasting to it,
the impossible is made possible. Then they saw the Lord a third time. But this time around now, they add fasting to their prayer. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Fasting and weeping. They add to it, and then the Lord had them. That is in Judges 20:35. I read it. Judges 20:35. And the Lord smote Benjamin before Israel. When they are fasting to their prayer, you see that, you know, the second time, no, well, just they go, no, that's all they did, you know, and they were still defeated. Then the third time, they now weeping and fasting to the Lord. And the Lord has took the battle over, amen, teaching a lesson there. See, the master key to the impossible, fasting and praying. So Judges, you can read Judges 20:35 now, the Lord took the battle over, and the Lord moved Benjamin before Israel. And the children of Israel destroyed of the Benjamin that day 25,000 and 100 men. All this drew the sword. So we see that there. There have been many failures in the past. Don't be discouraged. I know we have been praying without fasting. Then are fasting to it. Bible says the matter is impossible. It work for you. Now another example is this. At one point in history, the Philistines humbled the Israelites by a great defeat. They had even taken the ark of God. Can you imagine that? They took the ark of God. And it seemed that Israel no longer had the power to stand against this fierce enemy anymore. Then Samuel, the seer, at that time. And the people cried to God and they fasted, you know. The Lord came on the scene with a great thunder. The Bible says, scattering the enemy, you know. The Philistines' defeat was so overwhelming that it did not come back again all the days of Samuel. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We can go on the Bible. There are so many Bible passing examples that, you know, that God great victory was. I just pick only two of them. So even though you have been failures in the past, you have to remain a failure. See, maybe you are adding fasting to your prayer. And we see that too in India. Even Elijah the prophet. See? Had to flee from the wrath of a woman, Jezebel, after a great exploit. So don't think that when you have had a great victory, you see, Christian, seek not to rest report. The subject I said, amen. Be on your watch all the time. Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know the story of Elijah, my camel shoulder and some of that, you know, all the 450 prophets of Baal, and the prophets had a group, and they caught that fire and some of that, you know, and destroyed them. Yes. The word came that Jezebel had said, God do unto him this day. Then the gods, I think he said, do unto her this day and more. If I don't bring down the head of Elijah the prophet this day and that, you know, and the man who has done all these things, you know, now had it, he just flee to the wilderness, you know. So you see what happened to him there. So anyway, I always think the Lord allowed those things to know that it's not Elijah, it was the anointing of Elijah that made a difference. Praise God. Anyway, so if now that when so what happened to him, he went into the wilderness, and so he fasted 40 days as he walked to Mount Horeb, where he had a still small voice. These are all in 1 Kings 19, which I don't want to go in there right now. And then he left there under a mighty anointing of God and returned to Israel again to execute the judgment of the Lord. Thereafter, never again did Elijah flee from man or woman, for that matter. Amen? Never. Faith so dominates his being that even death could not master him anymore. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Yeah. Fasting 40 days and so on. Faith is dominated his being that, they can't even master him. And he was taken up by a chariot of fire to heaven. So, and we see all over the Bible and just showing that the master key to the impossible. People say, I don't great exploit. Call fire down from Mount Carmel and so on. Try to seek the Lord. And then that master key, use it, and then of course he came back and destroyed the enemy. One more example, and then we go forward here. Paul was taking a prisoner on board the ship to Rome. Acts 27:28, I believe it's right here. And the captain, disregarding the divine warning given by the apostle on that ship, put out to sea, you know. And as Paul had forewarned, of course, they ran into a storm, which continued for 14 days and nights. The Bible says they never see the sun or star for 14 whole days. Can you imagine how black it was? Terribly, terrifying, you know, and so on and that, you know. What will the apostle do? Turn to the master key, amen? To the impossibility. Praise God. Fasting and pray. It will have no doubt taken the lives of all on board, except that during that time, Paul and the crew fasted. Tom, you know that fasting so often, right? Even at his calling, he was had to have the first fasting of 3 days on the way to Damascus in Acts 9. Praise God. Of course, as a Pharisee, see, it was a Pharisee of the Pharisees, right? He did the Pharisee fasting before that time, right? Now it's a fasting unto the Lord Jesus, amen? Praise the Lord. Yeah, anyway, so you see, so you know all these things. So in often, so you the master key. So on the 14th day, the answer came. All 276 people on board were saved, you know? So fasting and prayer triumphed over the destructive forces of the enemy, even right there. The biblical example are so many. I just give very two or three of them like that, you know. So when all else failed, don't forget it now. When all else failed, fasting and prayer turned the tide. Amen?
Amen.
Bible says, so Jesus said in Matthew 17, 21, 22, that nothing shall be impossible unto you if you meditate, you know, enough on this, no matter what confronts you. One prophet said, they shall win. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, so anyway, and it is true that prayer changes things. No doubt about it. But the thing is this, of all prayers, the fasting prayer has the greatest effect of all. Yes, prayer changes things. We know that. Praise God for that. But the same God said that of all prayers, the fasting prayer has the greatest effect of all. Yes, it is the master key to making the impossible possible. Praise the Lord Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So that's why we are here. I want to come and give us a team. We are going to be waiting on the Lord until the eve of the year and so on. I will just highlight what we'll be waiting on. You have to have a team all the time. When you are fasting, always have a purpose. Amen? Praise the Lord. Always have a purpose. If the only purpose we have is that the Lord says, then shall they fast. I think it's even enough. Amen? Praise the Lord. Don't remember the coming of the Lord. See? Or to know that look for Him. Today shall they appear again. The second time. Part of way of waiting for Him. It's like this, amen. You know, because He warned us against the people, the anti-deliver, He warned us against them. Lest you have a overcharge with eating and surfeiting. And that day should come upon you unaware. So He said then, that's why he put on the fast, you know, like in the Bible. Anyway, so in these days, so among many things, you know, we don't want to be selfish. We'll be praying for things like this, Christ's kingdom to come. Praise the Lord. See? Pray for the kingdom to come. We'll be praying for the restoration of the church, the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Praise God. We'll be praying for signs and wonders to follow the preaching of the gospel. Praise the Lord Jesus. We'll be praying for the outpouring revival that God has promised us for this last day. These are the team we have. And of course, your very needs shall be met. We focus on the things of God, for the Bible says, seek you for the kingdom of heaven. Anyway, and all these things shall be added unto us. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
That's our team. We are on Wednesday night by God's grace. And of course, 10 p.m. we'll be here on Thursday. I believe God has great things in stock for us every day. And then, especially that last day of the year. So let us, while we don't meet every day, as we have had tonight, I mean this afternoon, just keep your faith up, pray. Don't just fast alone. I know it's harder when you are working, especially. I understand that, you know, and it may be hard, but just wash your face and anoint your hair. Amen. Praise the Lord. Your God, when you see in secret, He will reward you openly. So add prayer, your fasting along these lines, and of course, commit your needs unto the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you this afternoon. We worship and we adore you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for you so much love us. Your commandments, Lord, they are not grievous. In the name of the Lord Jesus, they are life unto us, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you for your grace, Lord, oh Father. Lord, to do all these things. Even when we have done all these things, we say to you, Lord, we are unprofitable servants. In the name of Jesus. When we have done all that which is expected of us, we still say, Lord, we are unprofitable servants. Lord, to thee alone be all the glory. Let exploits be done, Lord, as we wait, Lord, and trust in the Lord. The word of God says, they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. We will mount up with wings as eagles. We will run, we will not be weary.
We will walk and we will not faint, both spiritually speaking and physically speaking, in the name of the Lord Jesus. And so many innumerable promises, then shall we call and the Lord shall answer. We will cry and the Lord will say, here I am, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your holy promise. Thank you for your infallible word, Lord. Everyone that asketh, receive it. And Lord, after all these things, Lord, we believe that whatever prayer may be has been so-called delay until this hour, Lord, Lord, it shall all be answered. Everything we are asking, the will of God shall be done. Lord, nothing shall be impossible unto us. For your mouth has spoken it, Lord. And we give you all praise and glory. Father, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.